The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Greetings, amigos.
Hello, Frankie.
Me llamo Frankie.
Yeah, St. Francis.
This is such a great time to be with each and every one of you.
Not for me.
Happy to be here. How you guys doing?
You know, it's always a pleasure when we're joined by Mike's petulant little Tawala,
not
Frankie.
Not a pleasure for me.
Hola. Oh, Oscar has just gotten here. Look at that. He's walking into the room as we speak. This is a good time. I turn off the music right now. I'm so glad.
Isn't it funny that as soon as you played that music, Oscar showed up?
That's great. Me llamo Frankie. So nice to be here. How you boys doing?
Well, I think they're all right, but I'm a little upset with you, Frankie.
You compromised Buzz's morning.
All I know, I got to tell you the story. Mr. Buzz told me to come by the show to stop by and say hi. I don't know why he called me here. I thought he called me to give me some sort of award or something.
I didn't know your form of hi would be to poop on the carpet and have me step in it.
Oh, I'm so sorry, boss. I did not know. I can't control myself. Mr. Mike do not take me out to walk on a regular basis.
Yeah, I have a question. What up, dog?
I'm sorry. Why are you all picking on me now?
Because normally you leave the poop for me.
You fouled my shoe.
I did not mean to. You don't understand. It's hard to be a chihuahua. What do you want now?
Frankie, can dogs have IBS?
IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. My bowels are fine.
Really? Well, listen, they seem fine.
The dog whisperer would tell you this. I hang out in the kitchen, but I don't hang out here. And then when you guys go away, there's no one here. No one all day.
Right. You're home
no
alone.
One leave here all single day. They just hang out.
A latchkey dog.
But
I'm
a lot of
so
times,
sorry.
For a while, you were pooping behind the drums.
See.
Then you took a few months where my workspace was your personal bathroom.
See, there's a good space over there. It smells good. I like to lay one right down there, right near your big foot.
Yeah, it looks like a Tootsie Roll spill sometimes.
I like to lay one right down near your big Fred Flintstone toe.
And today, I was setting up the scripts near where Mike sits, and you had pooped there, and I stepped in that.
Oh, I never poop where he is. He will kill me.
You did today.
He hates me. I like Miss Carla. She's nice. He is nasty.
You'd better hide.
Do you poop for Carla?
You know what? I poop in front of Carla, outside. That's who I poop for.
That's a form of tribute.
Si.
Okay.
Bueno.
Do you ever try to blame it on Beluga?
Hey, let me ask you something. Yes. Oscar, how come every time you interview me on this show, you never talk to me in our native tongue, huh? How come you never speak
Well, because I didn't know you spoke Spanish. Hablas español?
No.
He's a Florida dog,
Not a word.
I thought you were just born here, so I figured you didn't learn.
I have a thick accent, though, like all chihuahuas.
Yes.
Even chihuahuas that are born here, they got a thick accent.
Did you learn that in the puppy mill? Mike bought you?
I was born in a puppy mill down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Right.
And I was surrounded by other puppies, and the puppies said to me, the chihuahuas, they say, listen, no matter what you do, your reputation depends on the fact that no matter how hard they train you, you poop inside as long as you can. Unless they take a gun to your head, you poop inside. You poop on carpet. You do not poop on grass.
How would you like it if I pooped in your doggy bed?
How would you like it if I humped your leg for the rest of your life, amigo?
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hector Savage from Detroit. Hey, I remember this pug. Ex-boxer. His real name was Joey Chicago.
Oh, yeah. He fought under the name of Kid Minneapolis.
Hey, I saw Kid Minneapolis fight once in Cincinnati.
No, you're thinking of Kid New York. He fought out of Philly.
He was killed in the ring in Houston by Tex Colorado. You know, the Arizona assassin.
Yeah, from Dakota. I don't remember if it was North or South.
North. South Dakota was his brother from West Virginia.
You sure know your boxing?
Well, all I know is never bet on the white guy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Heard across America and in 145 countries around the world, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com.
You're a real tough guy.
I stepped on it.
No, I didn't notice.
I stepped on it.
No, I stepped on it.
And I really didn't want to step on it today because we've got a special guest today.
That's right.
It is, what is today's date? I lost.
The 20th of August.
It's roughly. August 20, 2010. We are approaching. We are just that close. We may even be there to 3 million downloads.
Yeah.
And how about counting. That stuff? And
nice.
It is very exciting. It is very exciting. We thank you for that. We thank you for the support. Our show today brought to you by Mangrates. Grill the way the pros do and get 25% off when you order Mangrates today through the banner on our website. Mangrates are 100% made in America, which Oscar says
is what?
Huh?
What is Oscar saying?
Oscar says is realmente genial. Or is it? Is it?
How would Frankie say it?
Is it realmente genial?
There you go. Nice job.
Did I say genial? Realmente genial. What the hell
what does that mean?
Really terrific.
Really terrific. Wow.
Mangrates are realmente genial. Get your Mangrates today. I am very, very excited. And for you bonus hour people, and incidentally, if you've not purchased the bonus hour,
do it.
What is the problem? Because we got a great one today.
Oh, you're missing the fun if you're not.
Here for 2 hours in our living room, ladies and gentlemen, a special guest, a surprise guest.
Couldn't be more pleased.
He was going to be here Tuesday, but we got him today instead, and we're going to use him like a toilet today. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you my morning radio partner from The Edge 105.9 in Washington, D.C., Mr. Kirk McEwen is here.
Hey.
Welcome, Kirk.
All right.
Hey now.
What's going on?
Sorry, buddy.
Good to see you.
You know what? This is a great treat, and this happened like a half an hour ago. We got done doing our show on the radio, and Kirk was going to come out on Tuesday. I said, well, you know, I could use you on Friday.
And Tuesday.
We do it.
And Wednesday.
Really, just any day.
So, yes, every morning. If for those of you that don't know, we don't talk about it enough on the podcast. I also do a radio show every morning on
when,
one of...
When did you start that?
Here we go.
It's fun to have company, isn't it?
Now, boys, not in front of company.
I wish this was the bonus hour.
It's going to be.
Because if it was the bonus hour, I said, you are such a f***er.
That's okay. Oh, who's showing off
since
now?
Since it's not the bonus hour, we'll have to edit that out.
Rob dives for the pen when he hears that.
I got to make a
note. Because after the show now, you see. The way it works, Kirk, is after the show, he's going to have to edit that out.
And while I'll be editing, work. Mike will be saying, I'm ready to start the bonus show.
That's right.
What's taking so long?
So Kirk McEwen, Kirk, welcome.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for having me, guys. It's a tight show. Can I come inside? There's so many people inside, I have to sit in the front yard.
It's a little crowded.
It's great to have you here, and it is great. I tell people this right away, you know, that the best part about doing this radio thing, this radio opportunity that came up is working with you, because we're having fun in there. And
it's a lot
of
really
fun. Are. And you know, every other aspect of it is just pure S. But working with you is a true delight. And a little background on myself and Kirk is that I met this guy only one time, and I met him at a ball game.
Right.
And then the next thing you know, after many, many moons, many years, they threw us together. We had no idea.
Well,
we
you
didn't
guys
know
hit the ground running.
We did. We
it
did.
Was really it very cool smooth. To see it happen.
It's a lot of fun, and you know, a wonderful gentleman, and so well spoken.
Very, very polite.
We have a friend in common, Kirk, where. I remember it was like 2005.
I think we have more than one friend.
Yes, and my general manager walks into our studio at the time, because we were in Baltimore at the same time.
Oh yeah,
and he said, "Do you listen to Kirk?" And I said, "Yeah, I listen, you know, on the way in here and there." He's like, "Why can't you be more like him?" And I said, "Well, you should probably hire him." And he ended up hiring you. It was awesome.
But it wasn't for your job.
No, it wasn't for our job.
Yeah,
they had fired us since then. So we were gone, and you were in, and then you know how that.
So
goes.
You guys both worked for that wonderful CBS management team in Baltimore, right?
Yes. And I like to burn bridges. Complete.
Yeah.
There he goes. Thank you. Everybody's having fun today.
Wow.
Sure, why not?
But yeah, but what was funny is when we were in Baltimore, and if you're not in the local area here, Kirk was part of like a legendary morning show team at that
time. Yeah,
and at a heritage station, which was 98 Rock. And what was funny at that point in our careers is that everybody that you talk to, especially at the competing stations, would always be like, what's going on there? Like, why can't you replicate what they're doing? And you also ended up stealing my our news guy.
Yes.
While we were on middays, he stole our news guy. He literally stole our news guy.
That's because they treated him like a doormat.
We did treat him like a doormat. Yeah.
Is this Spiegel?
Yes. Yeah. He was our news guy.
Now,
Big O and Dukes is
so
news guy.
It went Big O and Dukes to Kirk and Mark to Mickey.
Yes.
And Spiegel, and now Spiegel's kind of found a home up there.
Yeah,
and,
he's fallen forward.
So
very talented.
Let me see if I got this
strange
straight.
Boy, though. Very yeah. strange.
Yeah, I get that. I hear him, I get that.
The evolution in Spiegel. You know, somebody will hip him to the fact that we're talking about him on this podcast.
Absolutely.
And he'll listen to it. Spiegel, the evolution of Spiegel was you and Chad
yeah.
had him and abused him.
This is what happened. We walked in the studio and we thought it was going to be old Big O and Dukes. And they said, by the way, this guy in the corner, the Super Jew, he's going to be your news guy.
Yeah. I didn't realize he had achieved super status.
No,
super
absolutely. Jew. Rocks. Right. We would go to breakfast. He would get every huge stereotype all over the place. So, but the thing about Spiegel, when we first met him, we hated him because we didn't know what his deal was.
Hey,
we thought We thought he was going to come in with a machine gun and kill all of us, or a machete, at least.
Foisted upon you.
And then you abused him, right?
No, and then we figured out.
See how I keep wanting to get back to that
abuse? We figured out the genius behind it.
Right.
Is you would start messing with him, and he had this character that would get pissed. He would get so pissed that at one point, he walked off the show.
Oh,
he walked
boy.
Off the show and walked in our GM's office. And mind you, we were just young and dumb. But he walked, he said, I quit! And he literally stomped away. And then he had to come back in and get his briefcase because
when
he stomped away, he didn't take his stuff with him.
Yeah.
So he ended up, you know, he stayed on the show. We went and we made amends. And literally 3 months later, he came and hit me to the fact that he was leaving and no one else knew. And I said, Spiegel, why would you stay? Go. Go and do your thing. He's like, I just don't want to, you know, I'm going to take this job, but I wanted to let you know because we had some sort of friendship. And for me, it wasn't shocking because the guy was talented, and when he was at our cluster, they really didn't treat him that well, and they weren't giving him his due as far as salary is concerned and presence. And for us, it was kind of like, look, man, everybody's got to make their money, but hopefully one day we'll work together again. And he looked at me and said this. He said, yeah, everybody says that. Probably not. And walked away.
Mr. Honest. Yeah. Then he goes to work with you guys, and you guys had him. And
we had Lopez for so long, and then Lopez died.
And Lopez was a legend in Baltimore.
Yes, absolutely.
And Lopez really was the news. So you couldn't have a guy come in and be like, hey, Britney Spears in the news. So we had to get a guy that did news.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Spiegel did the news, and he really elevated it like Lopez did to like something that you really could tell that he was into. So, but you try and talk to him in other, you know, situations, and he's like, I was sipping lemonade in the Inner Harbor with my, and he means it.
Yeah.
You go down and he's sipping lemonade in the Inner Harbor with his feet in the water.
I had the opportunity to meet him when you did a week up there at 90
right,
Rock with
right.
Mickey, and I spent a good portion of the morning watching this guy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm waiting for just a crack in the armor, something where I say, no, that's not a character. That's him.
But Spiegel, on the weekends, lays under a cover.
You want to take that phone call while we...
Is that Spiegel?
Sorry, I apologize.
Spiegel lays under a cover all weekend long in the fetal position, waiting to go to work on Monday.
He enjoys his job.
That's true.
Mike's the same way.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
I'll be in the fetal position, but it won't be because I'm waiting to do a show.
Radio truly is a small world.
It is a very, very small
tiny
world.
Tiny industry.
So welcome, Kirk, we are here.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We are
great
queer. We are ready to do the show today. Lots to cover on the program today.
Yeah.
Want to talk a little bit about Roger Clemens.
Yeah.
Want to talk a little bit about egg sickness. Want to talk about our animation, which I just can't get over.
That's Omerimation.
Omerimation with this guy, Gabe Strine.
Yeah, isn't he great?
I can't stop thinking about it, and I can't stop thinking about the fact that I would love this guy to pursue this more.
I would too.
I think he's got something there.
It's a perfect match.
Last night, here is my memory of showing this. I am showing this to my bass player, Paul, in my band,
right.
And he sprayed a beer all over my wife's keyboard.
Wow.
Was I showing him that, or was I showing him the thing that Kirk and I did with Albert Hainsworth? I think it was the Hainsworth thing.
Hainsworth was the second one.
But the much hilarity was ensuing as he spit wheat beer all over my wife's beautiful keyboard.
Oh, that's
keyboard.
The best kind of spitting beer.
Yeah, because that's the kind of beer that's going to, if you don't tackle it immediately,
right.
It's going to sticky poo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if you were to go play the keyboard now, you'd walk away with the keys stuck to your fingers.
It was terrible. And also, want to talk about Mr. Oscar got his ride, got his hot ride.
Yeah, it's a beautiful
today.
Car.
It finally arrived, and I wanted to, you know, take your pulse and find out what's going on, because this was the source of much consternation in the Oscar Kara relationship.
Oh, absolutely. And the consternation continues.
Consternation.
Really?
And because it's, you know what? She's still, that is one hot rod.
She has not.
That is a ride. You might as well.
One hot woman.
He said that.
I wouldn't know. I haven't been there in like 2 months.
He wouldn't care.
Yes.
That ain't right.
You haven't paid your taxes?
No. It's too much work.
God.
Got the car, though.
Oh, yes. Well, that's
the
important part.
That is a hot ride. I tell you, when I see that ride, I feel like I'm looking at a penis extender going down. Yes.
I thought you would hate it.
No.
What is it? Really? Why?
It's an Audi A5 with
two-door.
S-Line body kit, and it's got custom wheels on it, and it's got the cat-back exhaust and
FM
the
radio,
calipers.
Everything.
It's like it's a rich Wigger.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Or
it
looks, that's Wigger.
It looks like
Wigro
as my
Wigro.
As my
take it easy Kirk Schlesinger.
I'm uniquely qualified
as the receptionist at my work said. She says, you look like an NBA player, and I said, you know what's the difference there? I was like, the paycheck. Yes, absolutely.
And about a foot and a half.
Yes, absolutely.
So
3 feet.
The lady does still not dig the fact that you're driving around in that automobile.
Kara has not ridden in the vehicle one time.
Really? Do you think that is
at
on
all.
purpose?
No, I don't. You know what I think? It's this is purpose. What I think. I think it's on purpose, but I also think that she has gotten in her mind that the car is a symbol of my selfishness. And, you know.
Does she see the car as an opponent or as a
No, she sees the car as the replacement of for an engagement ring. That's what she sees.
I see.
Now, can't wear an Audi on a
She might have a point there.
She has her new car, right?
But it's not about that. I found out, guys, and we didn't really talk about this. And Kirk, just to bring you up to speed, I almost broke up with my lovely girlfriend because I ended up buying a car that I wanted with my money.
That's how you do
that's
that.
That's the way it should be, right? Right. But I made the mistake of getting her involved in the buying process early on, just as like, you know, an S and giggles, like, hey, let's do this together type deal.
Yeah, that
and then then I realized that was a mistake and I got what I wanted and I'm paying it with my money. Right. And
Let me get this straight. Did you use your money or hers?
Well, I just have to make sure if she listens to this, it's my money still. Yeah. Okay.
My money.
So, I go ahead and get the vehicle, and it turns into, why would you do this, blah, blah, blah. You know, we were doing this together. It's going to be our first purchase together. And I said, by purchase, you know, you mean you were going to make the decision together. And she out of spite, she went out and got her own car, her own luxury mobile, because she has her own money.
Sure.
And since then, there's no joy that comes out of that car to her at all. So I jump in the car, I zoom away.
I mean, you're absolutely right. She hasn't been in it. She hasn't even taken a drive
in
it.
She has not done anything.
We've discussed this in the past. Common courtesy, if you're a friend with a guy and he gets a car that's even half that,
you check his car out.
God, let me sit in it. Let me touch it.
And really, there are certain guys that feel more levels of joy with another person's car, but you're right, out of courtesy. Yeah. Right. And most times, it's beyond courtesy. We're car people.
Absolutely.
We want to see other people's cars. We want to check it out.
I love Mike's car. And in turn, I'm happy you like my vehicle.
I like Kirk's car.
Yeah.
I'm not that fond of Buzz's car.
I like everybody's car.
but I will say,
you've got a family truck.
I have a nice sedan.
You have a very nice
sedan. It's a very comfortable car.
I like Rob's new car. I think it fits him very well. RJ, you know, you need a new truck. You do.
It's more about the relationship, I think, and all, because once this all went down, fellas, we finally had a kind of heart to heart, and she said, "Well, it's just upsetting to me, and this is when all the hens come out of
here
the woodwork."
Yeah.
Oh, hens! When you say hens, I have to go. Here we go.
I said to her,
same stuff that I use on the other show. It's a total repeat.
I said, love the mixing of metaphors when the hens come out of the woodwork. Does that happen down in Bolivia? Hens in the woodwork.
Yeah, and then they start fighting on the weekends.
The hens come out of the hens come out of the woodwork. So, that would be the equivalent. I'll try to figure out a few. Okay. I'm very tired.
I understand.
Right. So basically, what ended up happening was she divulged to me that the hens that are around her started saying, well, if he's buying such a nice vehicle,
that's a horse of a different flavor.
He should probably. Is that what I did? I apologize.
Like that.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure. Now that's all I'm thinking.
Putting
about.
All your eggs on one bridge before you cross it. Yeah.
What did he? What is he trying? What does the future hold for both of you?
So these women are kind of prying her
away.
Yeah,
and I said all those
hope
girls.
Hope you didn't screw the Gucci.
All those girls are hating. They're haters. Right. They are haters.
Of
and all
why do women hate men having cars?
Because no, they hate women being happy in relationships that they're not happy in. All these women that were talking to her.
So you're talking about women that had Kara's ear.
Yes.
Right.
All these women that were talking to her had just recently got engaged. And by the way, got engaged to losers.
So, nicely done to paint with a broad brush.
So, not winners. All right.
Like, and I'm
not
talking about winners in this room.
I'm not talking about financially. I'm talking about good guys.
Right.
And literally, I'm talking to her. She's like, you know, but all these girls said they're engaged, and they told me I should tell you I don't have all day. And I'm like, are you happy? Because I'm happy. I'm happy where we are in a relationship.
Right.
Will we get married and engaged one day? Probably.
That's
Can
nice.
I give you a timetable? I don't think so.
I'd right. drop back and punt this girl, but I don't know.
Whoa. I mean, I think you do know her. You actually do know her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, used to host a bunch of bikini contests, correct?
Did I hit that?
No, you did not hit that. You did not. If you did, I don't want to know about
okay.
it.
Okay.
So,
right. Oh, you'd know.
So that being said, I literally...
You'd know because it's just larger.
Yeah. You'd have to...
It'd be like the Grand Canyon.
Tie a board to your ass.
So I literally...
He has ruined it for all who follow.
I literally told her, I said, this is just BS. And ever since then, the car is a sign of my selfishness and the reason why you're not engaged.
You're never... And if I could just be, some sort of psychologist here. Yes. This is a problem. She's resents you because of the car.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, you know what, honey? You know what? Mm-hmm. Take care. I'm going to, where's that friend of yours?
No, I understand. No, but they've been together for a while. But so for me, it's more about I'm going to hold my ground. And at the end of the day, it's not beating me up.
Okay.
I jump in that thing and I feel like James Bond. I'm out.
I will tell you, the first time I noticed it was midweek. I didn't even know you'd had it. And because you scoot right after the show's over, go back to your regular job. And I saw that thing, and I was giving you another route around Deviltown. And I saw that, and I said, it is a sweet ride.
Thank you.
Today, hopefully, if there's a second in between, I want to go out and check it out. Totally, because it's fun. And listen, in Washington, D.C., where we live, and in many metropolitan areas, where we live around the area, what do people do but go from point A to point B trying to slay the dragon, trying to stay ahead of the man who's nipping at our heels? And we like our cars because we got to spend a hell of a lot of time
in them. Exactly. Sometimes we sleep in them.
We are a car-centric people, not only in America, but I think particularly in this region, Los Angeles.
By no choice of our own, Washington, L.A., it's just all about the traffic.
I'd love to live in Manhattan where you took mass transit everywhere.
Wasn't that great?
I mean, I really loved that. I loved walking to work. Yeah. There was nothing like it, but if I got to be in a car, I want a muscle car, and that's why I got one, because I can speed when people aren't looking.
You
there,
need the power.
I said it.
It's very intimidating.
It's the podcast. I wouldn't say this on radio, but I'll say it here. I speed, effers. Yes, I speed. I go well over the speed limit.
Your car is intimidating.
When you hear that exhaust,
I'm like,
I hope so. I really hope it is. I really hope it is. And
it is. I'm like, well, this guy's in a hurry.
Oh God! And today I was next to a minivan, and because I was taking the route in on Sleepy Latino Way as I was driving along
by the chicken restaurant,
and there was a guy, and of course he's sound asleep in the left hand lane, and he decides to stir. You know, I guess that caffeine hit his cerebral cortex the moment I pulled into the right lane to pass him on the right. And he decides he's going to get happy.
What's that cold air intake, Mike? It gets people excited.
Everyone gets all worked up.
It's like, huh?
This guy decides, you're passing me on the right? And he's like going, and this is exactly, if we were speaking to each other, I would say, I'm going to pass you on the right. He said, you're going to pass me on the right? Oh, no, you're not. Right. And then I go, oh, yes, I am. And that's why I got the goddamn thing.
So Mike's car is going, and his car is going,
Can I say this? What is? I'm not a road rage type of guy, but I see people, they melt down. Because I have literally...
I can't relate to that.
I actually saw a guy melt down today, and I didn't... You know, usually you judge those people harshly. You say, oh, what a maniac. That guy's going to get somebody killed. But I saw a guy flipping out today, and I actually empathized with him. He was... it was a half a dozen people in front of him who were driving in comas.
Right.
They weren't paying attention.
The new Chevrolet coma.
And this guy clearly was trying to get somewhere, and I know that frustration. And I watched this guy trying to get through this group of cars, and he was being a bit of a dick, but I sort of empathized with him. I sort of, I wished him luck. I wished him well.
I appreciate that. And I wish more people would empathize with me.
I just wish, as drivers, we had a little courtesy. And it doesn't take a lot.
First of all, the coma factor can be caused by, pure expert. Because listen, I will tell you that rarely, even when I'm in my coma state, I still move it along.
Mm. Yeah.
And the coma drivers that you talk about are people that linger in the left lane with total disregard for everybody else.
They have
no awareness of the rest of the world.
I get the texting guys.
Oh, the texting phone.
The texting
anytime
guys.
Your cell phone is involved, you're going to slow down. It's a natural phenomenon. Then you get the minivan driver.
Right.
Everyone, now listen, I don't want to paint with too broad strokes
No,
here,
do it.
But the fact is, this is, and really, this is a fact. Mm-hmm. I read this, in fact, I read this 3 days ago. I think it was actually an online article from Popular Mechanics magazine. And it said, this is a fact, every single individual that drives a minivan is an idiot.
Yeah.
I've seen that. It's a scientific
Every is
fact.
A stupid effort.
Motor
an idiot.
Had that too.
Low IQ, dumb people.
Right.
That, and so when they're on the road, they're going to be, if you see a minivan, I don't care if it's a construction minivan or a regular mommy that's taking her, 16 children to work. And we'll talk about the Duggars later in the show.
Good.
These people are idiots. Yeah. And the other people that, that I have issues with occasionally are the souped up small vehicle.
Oh, rice burners.
The vehicle, rice burners, as Rob calls them, with the super turbo exhaust.
You mean the Subaru WRX, Mike?
They can be trouble.
The spoiler in the back, in the back to keep it from leaving the ground.
It would leave.
Hey, that's all custom.
It drives you nuts around here. And today, Kirk's following me out from the radio station in D.C. out here to the Deviltown area, and we're driving along, and of course, I get just a tiny bit resentful. Kirk, you don't make this drive on a regular basis.
No,
but
I don't.
We don't hit on 66 that kind of traffic this time of day, and I don't know if you noticed it. It was vacation time.
Because
right now it's the last big one of the year, and everybody's going on vacation for the end of the summer. Mm-hmm. For the end of the summer to have their little Labor Day and their little 2 week vacation away and all that. And I just want to say F them. F them and the horse.
There's
they
a lot of people
on.
In the road today.
Because they're all going.
It's Friday.
The packed up car, and it's like, oh, what time you want to leave? Oh, let's leave at noon. Let's leave at 10 a.m.
That's
let's
the
do
work
that.
Ethic in this town.
You want to leave on a vacation from Washington, D.C., you are obligated to leave at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's right. Yeah,
please.
In your minivan.
Have you ever gotten out of your car to yell at someone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's dangerous, guys.
I did it in Florida.
Really?
I did it in Florida.
Jack Nicholson came after Mike with a golf club.
Oh, no. I did it in Florida, and I got back in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course.
I pulled over. There was a pickup truck in back of me on Route 75 just outside of Fort Myers, Florida.
I could see you taking off that seatbelt. What?
And I got out, and I pulled over. The pickup truck that was tailgating me followed me. And it was the dick move where you pull in front of somebody and then you slow down, you piss them off. Yeah. You're pissing them off. Then he's like, you want to pull over? And I said, you want it?
You want a little bit of this?
Let's go.
Really
Let's do this thing.
Come on.
So I pull over. And I'm with a buddy of RJ and mine. You guys know him, Randall, my guitar player. We're down playing golf down in Florida.
No better guy to have your back.
So we're going to a ball game. Yeah, exactly.
Hi, Randall. He must be squirrely.
No, Kirk, that was a he's a pussy joke.
And it's pretty bad when I make one of those.
But we just become the suburban men within 5 seconds, and he pulls in front of me, and I'm like, yeah, okay, and I pull over. And this is so stupid because you don't know what you're going to get.
You really don't.
And I start to get out. I open my door and I have my foot on the ground and he is out of his truck.
Oh, boy.
And he weighs about, I want to say, 94 pounds. And he is tattooed in such a way that you have to make these decisions in a fraction of a second. Let's just say that those tattoos were not received at the local parlor.
Right.
Home cooking?
The tattoos resembled. Very similar to that guy that they just picked up in Arizona that escaped from prison.
These tattoos told you he was not afraid to die.
And But I must have looked like the greatest candy ass in the world because I put my foot down on the. I'm like, okay, you want
Let's
it? I'm gonna put my foot down. Oh, I'm getting back in now.
That's right.
And he's a skinny guy, and I'm a big guy, and he comes up and he's looking at me, and I can't even hear.
Right.
My fear has taken over all of my body now.
Where's Randall?
Because this Randall is
fetal position.
Randall and his vagina have curled up into a
he's
ball.
Still in the car?
He's still in the car.
You both get out of the car.
Listen, this guy, if he was doing the show, animals do this. They put the colors feathers on and they put the feathers up.
Camouflage.
Well, he's doing a fabulous job of avoiding conflict because he's frightening the two grown-ups that are in the car. And this kid's like 25 and he gets out and he goes, yeah, MF-er, I'll tell you right now, MF-er, right now, right now. And then at this point, I'm sitting in the car with the engine on idle going, please make this stop. He is dangerous. Yeah. He's a meth head. He's going to kill me.
MS-13.
And then he takes the open hand. I got a rental car and he smacks it down on my hood and he walks back to his car. And so he gets in and he lays the rubber and the gravel kicks up and he pulls up. And Randall and I are still kind of in shock.
Sure.
And we look at each other and we just go, we crack up because we didn't, you know, we realized what pussies we were being.
Right. Yeah.
But you have to be aware of that.
Even
so that
worse,
was the one time
dangerous.
That I
not even, you, instead of fight or flight, you just sat there.
We did.
Like you could have just driven away.
Well, no, because driving away.
Followed you.
Driving away, you would have made it worse.
Oh, okay.
You know, I wanted to. I tend to, when I'm in a situation like this, if somebody's really going to challenge me, I'll sit there and take it, and I will take it to a point that I want to make sure. If it's diffused, the guy walks away, it's cool, but I will take it only to a certain point, and then I will risk my life.
Just behind fight
or flight. Because I just
get
tired of taking crap from somebody.
Just behind fight or flight is another classic thing, and that's called toe to gravel.
toe
and
to
that's
gravel.
The game that Mike played.
I did the same thing when I went to Mexico the first time. I went over the border in Nogales.
Oh, that's not
I said
wise.
I wanted to go to Mexico, and I had a rental car, and I said, I'm going to drive in. Let's see. All right, you know, where do you want to get
culture.
Out, and then I'm looking around at Nogales, Mexico, over the border. I'm like, I don't want to get out anywhere here.
Yeah.
But I want to say that I've been in Mexico, so I opened my door and I made a U-turn, and then I tapped the soil and I shut the door and I said, "Okay, I've been to Mexico."
Mike O'Mara, international traveler,
<That's me. laughs> just like Anthony Bourdain.
When I was in high school, the closest I got to road rage is I was run off the road in my mom's car.
Wow. That is a good tease. We will finish that story when we come back, and we will also discuss Roger Clemens and what you think about him and the Duggars when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. We welcome. That's how I do it. All right, see, that surprised you, didn't it?
Duggar, please.
That was it. Duggar, please. We are here with a legendary broadcaster from the greatest morning show known to mankind. And if you're ever in D.C., I urge you to check out this show. It's the Kirk McEwen Mike O'Mara Show, and it's a wonderful program. 5 to 9 a.m. every day in Washington, D.C., Monday through Friday, and podcasting on theedge1059.com.
What?
I give you Kirk McEwen sitting in with us.
Yeah.
Hey, Kirk. I'd like to ask you for a lead pencil or ink pen.
There's a pen for you right
there. No, I'm just saying. Just figured I'd get some homie in on it.
It's really nice to have you with us today.
It's great to be here.
Is it
bro.
What you expected it would be so far?
You know, I've seen the couch and the picture of you four on the couch. But that's all I could picture.
Right.
Oscar laying on our laps.
Yeah, yeah.
awkward after a while.
Does the informality like it. Of it surprise you a little bit?
You know, you say informality, but there's a formality that goes with this.
Yes.
I mean, you can tell that, you know, there's an order that you go in.
Right.
And it's quite successful, so
yep. You're
doing something right.
We're happy to do it. And
it's pretty cool.
Strictly an accident.
To see the boys sitting around. Kind of kicking it, you know what I mean?
Let me tell you something, my friend.
This is
friend.
What guys do.
You know, you're enjoying this, but the next hour for our bonus
hour, just you wait.
Boy, are you going to have a good time.
When we let our hair down and we just basically shoot it, we have much fewer formatics in the bonus hour than we do in this hour.
The commercial breaks are shorter.
two of the hookers just got here. So.
It should be spectacular. Our second segment is brought to you by PowerToChooseUSA.com. What if you could save up to 30% on your electric bill without changing your provider?
What if?
Log on now for savings. PowerToChooseUSA.com. Click their banner ad on our website. Who's the one that you did? Oscar use it or did you use it?
Mark Ronick used it. I think Oscar used it as well.
Of course, it's, Mark used it.
I loved it.
Very cool.
I'm going
where's
to
use it. Where's
I
Mark
set up my
today?
Mom on that. It's great.
Where is Mark today?
Yarmulke fitting.
It's
a fitting.
It's got a yarmulke fitting.
Well, you know, he hates when you have to hold it on with bobby pins.
I'm
what
curious.
You want is a nice tight fit.
We had on the morning show today, Kirk and I had his running buddy, Lowell.
Right. Lowell. Lowell, he's funny boy.
And I wanted
funny
to, you know,
boy.
Will you make sure, Ron, I wanted, we didn't.
This was a prearranged today. He told me he wasn't
going
to be.
You told me he was not going to be here?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I was just double checking.
Thank God he's not dead.
Because I didn't think we did anything rude to Lowell this
not
morning.
Not at all.
It was wonderful. No. You know? And what would you think of Lowell this morning?
I love Lowell. I've known Lowell for a while, and I think you're allowed to bust his balls pretty hard if you want.
I think so. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay,
I didn't feel like doing that too much because
well, you brought him into the business. He was but a baby-faced intern when you
tiny little nubile,
just a little fella. I know we want to talk about myself almost dying as a teenager.
Oh, that's right. We got to do our Skype call and get our BFD fantasy football.
Absolutely,
call.
We got to talk some fantasy.
Absolutely, we got to get this guy on here for Lou Tranquilli.
Ooh. Did you see Tom Brady yesterday?
I did not see Tom Brady.
He murdered. Like, if you are in any fantasy league, obviously Tom Brady's a given. You want to get him. But if you really want to get someone great, because all Tom does is throw the long ball.
Yeah.
So he's going to get you something.
Let's do a little football chat right now. A big football game here in Washington this weekend. There's the Skype sound. And the Redskins are taking on the Ravens. And now that we're on the podcast, Kirk can tell
who's going to win.
Kirk can tell the truth about the fact that he's a passionate Ravens fan.
Lou, please leave me a voicemail.
What?
Sure
Lou?
Your phone number.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Jeez.
Sorry that didn't work out.
We'll double up
okay,
next
on
week.
With the show now. That's a shame. We'll have to pass that along to Mark, but that's terrible. So much for our fantasy football chat this week. Anyway, yes.
Draft good players.
Frustrating for you. You're torn. You grew up a Redskins fan. You're now a season ticket holder for the Baltimore Ravens. Kirk, that's got to be a struggle. Will Saturday night be a struggle for you?
It's preseason. Who cares?
Good answer.
But look, here's the way it comes down. I mean, I like the Ravens, but I don't, you know, if they lose, I'm not going to slip my throat.
Right.
I don't,
good.
Well,
don't
I've been looking on the internet, and after last week's preseason game, apparently the Redskins are going to win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So this is, I mean, I know they're going to win. They just don't know by how many.
They win the Super Bowl every August.
They do. Actually, I think they've made arrangements. They're actually taking January off.
That's right. Yep. They don't need to do it. They're going to the bowl. One Ravens question before we move forward here, Kirk McEwen, since you are a big fan. Mm. Do you think the fact that Dominique Foxworth has blown up his ACL, do you think now that'll give the more talented players a chance to
it's not nice of you, Mike.
That's kind of rough.
That's his best friend over there. That's his
I
best
heard
buddy.
Them, they were mentioning you on another radio station as I drove.
Really?
And they were mentioning your friendship with Dominique Fox.
Oh, nice.
Look, I went to Maryland. I know Dominique, and he's not that great of a player.
Oh, my God.
He's just saying.
He's not. That's why he's not a Denver Bronco anymore.
Oh, ooh, my God.
I don't know if we can be friends, Kirk.
I mean, I went to Maryland. Dominique went to me, yeah, Terps. But Dominique wouldn't be starting on most teams. I don't think.
Do you know?
I have to disagree.
This is interesting.
I have to disagree. He's not one of the best cornerbacks in the league, but I will say this, that Kirk, if with all due respect towards you, if you ever played in the league and you ever started on a team, you'd probably in a different place. You know, if you start on a team in the NFL, it's one out of what? Maybe 60 players.
I didn't know you and Dominique were dating. I didn't mean to make you mad on
incidentally,
that.
They really are dating. They are truly
that's really
dating.
How he
that's a friend of
me.
Mine, and when you insult him, you insult me.
Now, what do we got? Uh-huh. What are the notes being passed around here?
It says, Kirk, hand it to Mike. Don't you know how to use a microphone?
Yeah, you gotta
okay, cool. Yeah, it sounds
much
better.
Better.
Much
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
Right, I gotta tell my wife to try the side.
All right.
You should.
Enough of that. Right. Oh, no.
Have you been watching Hard Knocks on HBO?
Last night was my first log in with Hard Knocks.
What team are they following
I
this
love
year?
The Jets.
The Jets. Okay.
And Rex Ryan and his band of wonderful guys out there. And you know what? The Jets, here's my impression of the Jets. I know they went deep into the playoffs last year, but I get the impression when I watch Hard Knocks that the Jets are, I know you have to be confident in the NFL, but I think too much confidence is a bad thing.
Well, too much confidence is cockiness.
And they came across as cocky to me last night.
See, I disagree.
And also,
I'm
sorry.
That's okay. No, I feel like whether you're a Jet, you're a Raven, you're a Redskin, whoever you are, you have it's like that level of competition. You have to believe in yourself, and you have to believe
but
you are
phony.
The best.
It's phony.
I agree, but it's whatever gets
perfect,
you through.
That's a perfect example of something that could be either emphasized or even created in editing.
But
you think maybe they're trying to create a little bit of action?
Your confidence should never, no matter what it is, your confidence should never exceed your ability by much. Yeah.
They're going to be pretty effing good.
Look at the teams that have won the Super Bowl. Look at the Colts. They don't swagger all in your face. Right. They know they're good, but Peyton Manning doesn't put it out there like that. Yeah. Tom Brady, same way. New England Patriots.
Right.
The Jets are taking on the personality of their coach, and I think it's going to bite them. because Rex Ryan's a kind of a blowhard.
We were talking about that today, and watching that Hard Knock show, I feel that way with that guy.
Everybody's gunning.
See, I love it. I love it.
But you love the show.
No, love that he's that way. Because if he wasn't a proven winner that way, then it'd be another story. He was a proven winner that way when he was in Baltimore.
Because he
created that defense that everybody talks about.
I don't care what the team sport is, Oscar. I think you really dance a dangerous dance when you're playing against a league that is filled with this level of talent.
They all get paid.
You know, they all get that same. And I believe in that any given Sunday. Yeah. More in the NFL than more parity in the NFL than any league, you know. Really. So I mean, but I love the show. I do love watching the show.
I like that he's just like a fat man fighting the fat man fight.
Well, he's a thinner man now with that band around his.
Yeah, but they literally.
I love a fat head coach.
They show him and I know it's editing, but they show him and his snacks are as part of his day as practice is a part of his day.
Now, see, I haven't seen that part. What does he eat? Because he's a super. Now, when you said a band, does he have the band on?
He went for the surgery. Yeah. About 6 months ago.
I didn't know that.
Doesn't look like it's working at all.
Well, he is thinner.
Is he really?
Yeah, if you look at his face especially.
Wow.
So basically this is the regimen at training camp. They have like a whole like point system for him where he's not supposed to be eating certain things.
Like it's Weight Watchers
points. Or that he has to pay cash. Oh, like he pays cash for certain things. But now we're not talking about like $50, like $5, $1, $5,
$10. What are his snacks?
He loves peanut M&Ms. They ran through like six cases because apparently
the players
loved them as
well. How can you have a band on your stomach and eat peanut M&Ms?
Can't eat as many of them.
The band loses.
So much.
He's got a little porch in the backyard. They call it Shea something with something to do with his name, where basically it's a little outdoor restaurant where everybody goes and eats right outside of his office. If there's pizza being ordered, like they'll show him, be like, do I sell pizza? And like, and then he'll be sitting there, and then he'll find out where the pizza is.
Oh, see, I gotta watch. Is this on the show?
Yes,
all the time?
Yes.
Oh,
I got
and, it. You know, a great job with
he
stuff.
He does
like
keep
that.
It loose. I'll
yeah,
give
he
him
does
that.
Keep it loose. And what I also like, not just about the show, but what I like about the guys on the team, and I forget the player's name, and shame on me for not knowing it, but there's a player on the team that used to be on the Chargers and now is on the Jets.
You talking about LaDainian?
No.
No, Cromartie.
Cromartie?
Yes.
Cromartie, who is...
He's got eight children.
And yeah, does another name.
He's got eight children, and he can't... Like, literally, we'll pull the clip for next week.
On the radio today, we played...
Oh, you play the clip?
We played the clip.
Oh, it is just so perfect, because you're sitting there, and I'm doing mental math. I'm like, okay, that's three, that's four, that's five. And
they're all under five.
I had to go find how many it was, because he wasn't explaining them clearly
enough. How many different wives?
He's got eight kids. Or how many different women? Three from, I think, one woman, if I'm quoted correctly.
Right.
But so he has five from other five babies' mamas.
Where did little boo boo?
Yeah.
Shantae.
Wow. Yeah.
Then I got that little steamboat.
Steamboat.
And then Tuck Tuck.
Steamboat.
Little Ducky.
All of these characters.
And Rico.
Steamboat. I like Steamboat.
Shavante.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And then there's Propecia.
Propecia. Propecia. Get in here, girl. Summertime. Come on.
Oh, but it's a good show, so check it out. What night is it? Is it
Wednesday nights.
Wednesday 10 p.m. nights on HBO. Check out Hard Knocks, one of my favorite shows on TV. We got to take a break. When we come back, we got a fat audio vault from Rob Spiewak. We'll have that for you right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Wild.
Man, that break was that's a long break.
See, what we do is we send this out to Iowa. Say hi to Steve Bridges out of KCJJ.
Stevie B. What's going on, Bridges?
And we will open up the audio vault right now. It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault. Today, it is brought to you by Netflix. Watch thousands of movies on your computer, iPad, Wii, Xbox, or PlayStation instantly, or get Blu-rays and DVDs delivered right to your door, all for just $8.99 a month.
It's amazing.
No late fees, and you can try it for free. Now, remember this, ladies and gentlemen. We are up to roughly 20-plus thousand downloads a day.
Sure, sure.
If just a fraction almost of you 30. Are interested in, what is it, about 20?
Almost 30 now.
Is it really?
Yeah, almost 30,000 a day.
All right, so 30,000 awesome. Downloads a day. Mm-hmm. If just a fraction of you people that are thinking about getting movies this weekend,
you're
going to
do it anyway.
To go for Netflix, and you do it through our website.
Great service.
Let me tell you something. You will be responsible for Mr. Burbank getting that kidney that he so needs.
That's right. That's right. Extend this man's life.
Please, won't you help?
Take a look. Buzz is looking into the camera right now. For those hundreds of you that are watching us on Ustream right now, I will tell you, if Buzz gets this money.
As they say,
yes.
on the public service announcements, Won't you help?
Listen, these new shoes, too.
Here comes Sally Struthers.
This is the easy part. Netflix is one of our biggest sponsors.
It's the best.
Yes.
Netflix is a sponsor that actually counts every single membership they get.
Oh, yeah.
Netflix rocks because I've used it. Rob has used it.
I adore it.
And it
Everybody
works.
Loves it.
So I have no problem telling you that because it is a great service.
Right.
And
solid.
If you do it through MikeOMaraShow.com, I'm telling you, please do it this weekend.
That's the important
thing. We'd like to have a big fat weekend for Netflix.
We want to show them.
And let us know what happens.
Yeah.
So please get on there today. Click the Netflix ad on our website. That's all you have to do.
It's simple. Enjoy.
All right, now without further ado,
big, fat, fun audio vault, but may I please take a moment because...
Yeah, this is a sad moment.
This
Rob
is
told
sad,
me this before
and this was
the show.
A rotten way to start a day.
All right.
When I was little and my parents broke up, I had an aunt and uncle, George and Maria, and they kind of took a special interest in me. And they made sure that I got to, like, King's Dominion in the summer. And they took me to Busch Gardens. And they were just the best. I mean, Maria was just a sunshine walking. George is maybe the funniest uncle I have and a great guy. And just about when my son Robert was finishing up his leukemia treatment, Maria was diagnosed with cancer. And here's the thing. He's not a drinker. Not a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Clean living all her life. Just not fair.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a long... hard battle, and we lost her this morning at age 58. And just too young. And there's just so much tragedy at play here. They've got two great kids. I think they're 22 and 24. They're the best kids I've ever met in my life. They are just polite and handsome, and they're the kind of kids you want your kids to be. George, after a lifetime with the government, retired last year, and he's not going to get to spend his golden years with his wife.
That sucks.
This is a tragedy, and it's... You've never met a better family. So if you have a moment this weekend, just keep them in your thoughts and prayers because George and Mark and Eric are without with Maria, and it's tough.
All right.
We're very sorry to hear that, Rob.
You burn this and make sure they get this, that you pay tribute to her that way.
She is great.
You know,
she was the best.
For 3 years, I think, I worked with Rob, and we'd have a cancer story that would come down the line, or we'd do something about cancer, and Rob would say, I hate cancer.
God, I do.
And he would do it, and that was Rob's way. You know, it was Rob's...
It was my secret code
to
America.
It was Rob's secret code, really, to all of us.
Right.
Where he would say, I hate cancer. And we all knew that he truly hated that disease because this came on. I remember this. And there was just for purposes of it. And the reason you take a moment and the reason I don't mind you doing this on the podcast is because just briefly, I'm not trying to be morbid here, but list the people. You have had bam bam with this effing insidious disease.
My son beat leukemia.
Right.
That's the greatest.
That's one.
Carrie's dad is off and off with lymphoma.
Right. That's
we
two.
We lost Carrie's mom to lung cancer.
That's three.
And now we lost my Aunt Maria
four.
Today. And I mean, and that's in
you know, some people don't know anybody or have no experience with cancer.
Absolutely
not. Rob, you've had your share.
It's an evil villain.
Really
and you know what? If there is a lining of silver lining is that there was a long, slow decline, and they've had a chance to plan and say their goodbyes.
Man.
And it wasn't sudden.
Not much of a consolation.
But still,
though.
At 57, just
sucks.
Too young.
It sucks, and I'm sure that your family knows, certainly knows how to deal with that. I know you're plugged in to all the support groups that deal with this.
Please give them our condolences.
I sure will.
What was her first name again?
Maria Stalka.
All right,
God bless
sorry, Miss Maria.
And safe home.
You know, safe home to you. Seriously, that sucks. I'm
all
sorry
right.
to hear that.
Now, the Audio Vault. Let's change the topic. As they say on the Today Show on a much lighter note.
You know what? I want you to get right to it because I want to hear Christopher Walken. There is no better palate cleanser than Christopher Walken.
Well, I know. You know, we've talked a lot about Gaga this week.
All right,
this is Lady Gaga. For those of you who don't know the song, I guess it's about a year old now. Poker Face.
It's one of her big hits.
And maybe, I think it was her breakout hit. And a few months ago, Chris Walken was on a chat show in Great Britain. And I wish he did more stuff like this. He just read the lyrics and really helps you realize what a brilliant song it is.
I want to hold them like they do in Texas plays. Fold them. Let them hit me. Raise it, baby. Stay with me. I love it. Luck and intuition play the cards with spades to start. And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's in his heart. Oh! 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 Ah! Oh! Oh, oh, I'll get him hot. Show them what I've got. Oh. Oh, 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 ooh. Oh, E, oh. Oh, I'll get them hot. Show them what I've got. Poker face.
Like that.
Poker face.
He is a funny, funny, funny man. There and not you above. Go.
And there's, and
he knows it too.
We discussed this, I don't know how long ago, and I don't know what show it was on, but I will tell you, we had a discussion about a clip that was on the internet, and it is instilled to me. I watch it
the
and
chicken?
I laugh. It's Christopher Walken making a chicken. He is cooking a chicken, and there is nothing pre-done or written.
He's a funny guy.
It is literally him going, now you take it and bring the legs back around it. And it's just him making a chicken, and I got tears in my eyes when I watched
it. It is so dynamic and gripping, you can't turn away.
An American original.
Larry King is great.
Of course he is.
I know you're a fan. Have you heard his new audiobook?
No, I haven't.
This is, I want to thank Bill Barris in California for sending me this clip.
All right.
Because this, you know, you'd think Larry talks about a lot of things because he's curious.
Right.
But this one surprised even me.
Okay.
How to anyone, anytime, anywhere. Wow. The secrets of good things like playing golf, driving a car, or owning a store. The more you do it, the better you get at it, the more fun you have doing it. But first, you have to understand the fundamentals. I've been fortunate to have achieved a certain level of success in f***ing, maybe enough so that as you're listening to this tape, you're thinking to yourself, sure, he can say f***ing is fun. He's good at it. Well, it's true that f***ing has come naturally to me, but even those who have a natural ability for something have to work to develop it. That's what turns a talent into a skill. Ted Williams, the best f***er I ever saw, and a man blessed with more than anyone in my lifetime, took f***ing practice every day like everybody else. Luciano Pavarotti was born with a wonderful f***, but he still took f***ing lessons. I have a natural ability and inclination to f***, but I've had plenty of moments when f*** didn't come easy.
Exactly. So you may want to pick up that audiobook and grab a few.
I had no idea.
I didn't know Larry was that skilled.
Oh, he is. Well, he's been married so many times. There's got to be something.
All right, got time for a couple more.
Did you know Vince Scully is still doing the Dodger games?
I do. And
looks like Woody Woodpecker.
But he's great.
He's one of the greatest, and that ain't his. I guarantee you that hair is.
No.
First of all, it might be dyed, but it also might just be artificial.
It might be a polymer, space-age polymer.
Who would pay for that?
But the thing is about you, it's funny you mention hair. Vince Scully is talking about a player here, and he just doesn't understand what a mullet is. He's so unplugged.
Because he's that old. Yeah.
He got Blake at first base. And in reading a Colorado paper about the game, they said his throw was just a little bit longer than the mullet that he wears. And I remember reading that, and I thought, mullet? Mullet's a fish. So we went on the computer. It's a hairdo and a fish. But there's nothing fishy about this kid. He can really play. Is the mullet another word for like a ponytail? I mean, I'm trying to look at him.
It's a
hair. Where's the mullet? Old. It's not a ponytail. Can you tell anything about that now? When he takes his hat off, maybe. So it's just a lot of hair, the mullet.
Does he do the game solo without a color guy?
It sounds like it.
He might need to.
He's just talking to
it went on the computer, Mike, and it turns out it's a kind of hairdo.
Vin Scully learned the craft from Red Barber, who was the play-by-play for the Brooklyn Dodgers.
That's how far
been
back
a long time.
I mean, he has been. Would Vin Scully be well into his 80s?
I would think so, yeah. I think he's got 80 in his rear
view. And instantly, the legendary play-by-play guy who I've had the pleasure of hanging out with, John Miller. John Miller does the definitive Vin Scully.
He does.
And I was at the old Capitol Center at a hockey game,
right.
And John Miller was there and had about four of us broadcasters hanging around, and he was doing Vin Scully.
It's a great
and
topic,
that's a special moment right there, because John Miller is, I think, one of the best in the business, too.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of I think he is a Scottish, or he's definitely a European golfer, David Howell?
I haven't.
This was a neat thing I found on the interwebs. I was looking up mullet. It turns out it's a hairdo. But I found this. It's a bunch of European golfers, and they set a gong. I said gong, Buzz.
Right.
It's a 9-inch little Chinese gong.
Have you and Kirk met, Buzz?
No, yes, we have. We just haven't had time to hang out yet.
Okay. Yeah. I think you two might like each other. You know,
RJ,
you know
that, too,
that,
is a,
that tension that Kirk had with Oscar and Dominique and all that stuff, that'll melt away when you two hang out.
RJ likes to hang out.
Yeah. Buzz likes to hang out, Kirk.
I also have a gun.
Hence the name.
So what they did is they went 200 yards out in the middle of a water hazard on a golf course and put a gong. It's 9 inches.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
And so they set up their golf balls 200 yards away to hit the gong. Now, sure. I condensed
200 yard, pretty almost impossible. But it's like a hole in one.
Yeah,
right.
It's just amazing to watch and hear this.
This little gong that's out in the middle of the lake here, that's exactly 200 yards from this green area over here, just beyond the rock. And this is essentially a skimming shot where we want you to skim the ball across the top of the water and hit the gong.
It's 200 yards, huh?
200 yards, yeah.
Think of that.
I'll use a driver.
Whoa. Ryder Cup vice captain, Paul McGinley.
2 football fields.
First guy just totally blows it.
That's really embarrassing.
And this guy, good. David Howell, gets up.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hey!
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Can I hear that again?
Absolutely.
Because I want to be quiet because you can actually hear can you hear a couple of the splashes?
Yeah, it does. It's like a two skipper, I think.
Okay. Cool.
That's really embarrassing.
That was good.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah!
That's awesome.
Good stuff.
Put that video up.
Gotta check
and,
that out.
And I do want to close with one thing, because it is about that time. You know, the salmonella and the eggs, Mike.
Salmonella.
Rob brings the goods, doesn't he?
It's so sad, but I do want to remember this we had, I think, on the last incarnation of this show. It was a tape that people could get in Japan, Japanese-speaking people, to learn English, and phrases that would be helpful when they traveled to America.
Oh, very good.
So if you get the salmonella from a tainted egg, remember this song.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
You can sing along on the second part if you want. It's not required.
Right here, let's
listen. Truly optional.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Frankie has a bad case of diarrhea.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
You know, the last time I had salmonella, I hit the gong. That is your audio ball.
Thank you, Rob. Woo! We'll take a break, come back with Buzz's News to wrap things up right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Without further ado, here he is, the man, the legend, and the latest news with Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzzy.
Thank you, Mike. Brought to you today by Dr. Bruce Friedman. Do your legs look like a bowl of hot oatmeal? Is there a bowl or two in your family? Dr. Friedman is...
Did you clear this with the good doctor?
Oh, heavens no. I just charged ahead. But it's in the proper spirit of things.
Who
so I think
doesn't
we're okay.
love oatmeal?
That's right. Everybody loves oatmeal.
Dr. Friedman, you see, is the only cosmetic surgeon in the area with a new non-invasive treatment for cellulite. Call Dr. Friedman or tell a friend for the phone number and a revealing website. Click his ad at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Very good.
Now, yesterday we learned unemployment in this country has gotten worse, not better. Companies are not only not hiring, they're still cutting. And everyone, Republican and Democrat, seems to agree that small business is the key to our economy. There's a bill before Congress that would eliminate the tax on investments in small business and give those businesses more tax deductions, making it possible for them to hire more people. But it hasn't come up for a vote because Republicans are blocking it. The president says they're blocking it for no good reason, only for political reasons, and he's urging them to stop. Don't expect any action today. The president and Congress are now both on vacation. A vacation is something you take when you have a job.
You know, in the vacation thing, I really do believe with the state of the economy, people are pissed off, and they have a right to be pissed off.
Of course.
I mean, it's
really
a bad deal.
As the news gets worse and worse about unemployment.
I mean, but it's that whole Washington mentality right now where everybody is leaving town in August. And it sucks because there's work to be done.
Show some
spirit. Do the work, you know? I mean, really. Years ago, I would not have said this when I had a contract that allowed me 8 weeks of vacation. Yes, nine, Rob says.
Nine. Actually,
Don and I used to steal an extra week.
It was, you know, sometimes it was a half week here, half
ten,
week there.
10 if you count the holidays.
Right. Yeah, well, we would always count the holidays. Like, if we had Christmas off, we would count that for 3.
Right.
Trust me, Mike, for the person who had to prepare the best of, it was every bit of 9 weeks.
That's a dream.
A new survey shows that 1 in 5 Americans is an idiot. A new Pew,
how many are in this room?
A new Pew survey shows that nearly one in five of us think the president is Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least that's what they're telling pollsters, whether they actually think it's true or not.
Hand to God.
Which it isn't.
Mm-hmm. Lasers go pew.
The funny thing is, the number of people who say they think he's Muslim has increased by 11% over the past year and a half.
Wow.
So the survey reveals more about hatred than it does about knowledge.
Interesting.
The federal government says it's taking a second look at its recent declaration that nearly 75% of that BP oil spill cleaned up or dissipated. Especially now that a massive underwater plume of oil has been spotted 14 miles away from the spill site.
Charlie.
Here we go.
I didn't know.
What, you didn't tell me about it?
I didn't turn off the spigot.
What did you think it was?
I was listening to Van Halen.
Is it a good band?
Class dismissed.
This underwater cloud of oil is just over a mile wide and 22 miles long. 5 million gallons of oil doesn't just go away.
Are they going to suck it up?
I don't know what their plans are for it.
Are they going to put a straw down there and suck
Kevin
this crap up?
I'm not sure how you capture a cloud of oil that's underwater. It's one thing to skim it off the surface or to suck it off the surface.
Well, if they found the effer, they can get down there and...
A cartoon-sized sponge.
Or a spoon.
A big spoon.
Someone get some tweezers.
A serrated spoon. Not a serrated.
A spork?
No, the thing you do, a skimmer.
A skimmer.
Yeah. You reach down
skim
with
off the top.
Yeah, you reach down with the spatula that's got the slats in it.
It's a cartoon-sized ShamWow.
Okay.
Vince, you're going to love my nuts. No, but didn't they have, an operation, and I know this was not able when the thing was everywhere, but the big tankers can suck up from underneath, can't
that's
they?
What I'd like to see.
Right.
And, I mean, at least work on it.
Fix it.
Yeah, fix it.
Fix it.
Consumer news. If you want to avoid a computer virus planted by identity thieves, stop searching the web for celebrities. Here are this year's top 12 dangerous celebrity searches. Cameron Diaz, Julia Roberts, Jessica Biel, Gisele Bündchen, Brad Pitt, Adriana Lima, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Nicole Kidman, Tom Cruise, Heidi Klum, Penelope Cruz, and Anna Paquin. These are the names, if you search for them, through any web browser, through any search engine, these are the names that are most likely to get you the kind of virus that will help an identity.
You're in trouble with JLA.
I would take a virus for that.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Sure, I'd dance that dance.
And I looked up Lima.
Right?
I looked her up, yes.
Adriana Lima, yeah.
Yeah, I looked
her up. And now there's 15 people in Peru saying they're Mike O'Mara.
No, I did whatever, but it didn't hurt me because I put Lima and nipple.
Yeah, there. Well, now you're safe.
Nice.
Burger King.
Classy guy.
Burger King is out with a new sandwich that has more calories than most people should have in an entire day.
Oh, I hate these stories.
The New York Pizza Burger not only has pepperoni, but 2 pounds of beef.
Come on.
Mozzarella cheese and a bleached flour bun topped with sesame seeds. So this new Burger King sandwich weighs in at 2,520 calories.
Sounds glorious.
So far, the sandwich is only being offered at the King's Midtown Manhattan
locations. Do you have anything about the new KFC sandwich?
What's their new sandwich?
I had five people email this to me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's the KFC. It's only in testing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the KFC Skinwich.
Skinwich.
Now the Skinwich. Now I know they had the one where it was the chicken.
And I finally had a double down last week.
Is that the chicken tender on top and the chicken?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is.
They finally had a double down.
It was
because I know we were all waiting for you to have that, Rob.
Yes. Okay. Stop the presses.
That's right.
Stop the presses.
We know you should be very eager to have that.
Now the Skinwich. I'm just surprised I was able to hold off as long as I was.
The double down was on Rob's to-do list,
bucket list
between doctor appointments.
I'll need
his puke bucket list.
I will need a bucket. It's a roll. With it looked like about five layers of fried chicken skin, cheese and bacon.
Oh, that's not right.
And you know what?
No real meat.
I'm so on it. Well, skin is meat.
No, it's not.
That's oh, it
gross.
Is.
Skin
it
to
is.
Win.
Yeah.
Skin to win.
That is so nasty.
Skin which, you know what? A lot of people say it's a bit salty.
Yeah,
I say I'll just get a large root beer and I'll roll with it.
Oh my god.
Would you eat a Skinwich, Kirk?
Uh-uh.
Oh, no, not at all. Skin's the best part of anything. Person, turkey.
Oh, that's so gross.
The bris.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God. The salmonella egg recall that's been in the news this week is just another reminder that most business cannot be trusted and requires close government supervision. The Iowa plant, responsible for hundreds of illnesses, has been cited and fined over and over again, but continues to operate. From the Wall Street crisis to the Gulf oil spill to salmonella-tainted eggs, business has proven it's incapable of regulating itself.
Oh, wow. All right. I have a bad case of diarrhea. Thank you.
And finally, police in Washington State have arrested a man who was doing his doing donuts in a parking lot. He was waving a rifle, and he was screaming about white supremacy.
Kirk.
I thought that was going to stay suppressed. It's out.
No, it's out now. I've got it here.
Blame the internet, Jack.
This man had apparently been drinking. This explains why he's also been charged with indecent exposure, because he was apparently waving that around as well. Oh, but wait, the story gets stranger. The man was also wearing a child's banana costume at the time.
Jesus.
Quoting police, the banana costume has been seized and put into evidence. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. That's it. We got to get out of here. Kirk, that's the first one. You get another one. Did you get another one in you?
Dude, I got two more in me.
Wow. I got two. You know, you made that sound dirty. Yeah. Today's show brought to you by Mangrakes. Grill the way the pros do and get 25% off when you order Mangrakes today through the banner on our website, Mangrates, 100% made in America, which Oscar says is realmente genial. How'd I do
it? Yeah, great. Right. New video up now.
Get your
RJ. What a RJ Diaz.
Aren't we a well represented? Hey, where's our Asian? All right, get your
Asian. We got to get an Asian.
Get your Mangrates today.
Someone call and get a Chinaman.
I want to thank Kirk McEwen from 105.9.
Thank you guys.
Awesome.
You guys are incredible. You. Nice show.
Kirk will be joining us on the bonus hour when we talk about hot interracial love.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Our web designs by Dustin Pfeiffer Creative. Our web host is Blue Box. We rely on support from our advertisers. If you know someone with a product or service, they can reach tens of thousands of folks right here. Click advertise at MikeOMaraShow.com or call 301-244-8773. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana, and my buddy Kirk McEwen.
Yeah.
Mike O'Mara saying so long for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Banger gone. I remember